The aim and end of human existence is happiness. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. The aim and end of human existence is happiness. Now, a lot of times we might look at this sort of thing and think, my goodness, that's really not a very impressive aim and goal of humanity, of human existence. But when you stop and think about it, what does it really mean? If you and I, every moment of our life, can enjoy a happy existence, we've got it made, haven't we? If every moment of our life we enjoy being happy, we've got it made. If every moment of our life we enjoy being who we are, we've got it made. It's just that simple. It's just that simple. Think about all the people in the world, and most of them are happy. Of all the people in the world, the majority are very happy with what they have. The majority are very pleased. They love themselves to start with. They do, they really do. People love themselves. If they didn't, this world wouldn't be held together by the unconditional love that it's held together with. This world is a special, fantastic, glorious, wonderful world. It's a world that is amazing in every wonderful way. It's outstanding, it's fantastic, it's glorious, and it's happy. When you wake up in the morning, if you're happy, you feel great. And, of course, you feel great in the morning when you wake up and when you're happy. And the two go right together. So now, think about it. If you are a happy person, you have everything that makes life joyful. You have sufficient food to eat. You have sufficient clothing to wear. You have sufficient housing in which to live. But most of all, happiness goes back three steps even further. You like yourself. And when you like yourself, then you like everything that is important. And when you like yourself, then you like your family. You like the people in your world, all the people that you create in your world, you like them. When you like yourself, you are a happy person, and you are a joyous person, and you are a fulfilled person. When you like yourself, you've got everything made. You've really got it made. Now, liking yourself doesn't necessarily mean that you are just ecstatically happy all the time, but it does mean that you are content. It does mean that you are peaceful. It does mean that life and its values are important and are being lived by you right now, by me right now, life and its values. Now, think about what a happy person is. The aim and end of human existence is happiness. Now, think of what happiness is. Is happiness having a happy memory of what has happened in your life, of the things that have taken place, of the people you know, and of all the circumstances? And, categorically, no. Is happiness having sufficient clothing to wear? No. Is happiness having sufficient food to eat? No. Is happiness being surrounded by beautiful people? No. Is happiness being in a world where there is peace? No. Is happiness being peace of mind in yourself? No. My goodness, that sort of takes away an awful lot of what we often think of as happiness. But what is happiness? Happiness, whether we like to admit it or not, happiness is living in the now. For if in the now I am comfortable, if in the now I am satisfied, if in the now I am enjoying all of the things that make my life content and peaceful, then I'm happy. I'm not happy because tomorrow something will come, or yesterday something happened, or a moment ago something happened, or in a moment something will happen, but only because right now is the only time there is, and it's the only time for happiness. So, if I just feel good, that's happiness. If I just feel peace, that's happiness. If I just feel love, that's happiness. Is it anything done on the outer? Is it anything done on the outer in any way that has made me happy? You might say, oh yes, not really. It's only when I, on the inner, when I within myself feel happy, that I am happy. I can be told all the nice things in the world about me and about my world, and that's supposed to make me happy. But it doesn't make me happy. I am only happy when I feel good about myself. Right now. When I feel content about myself. Right now. When I like everything about me. Right now. That's the only real happiness there is. The end and the aim of human existence is happiness. How do we achieve happiness when it's something that is intuitive? It's something that is an illumination from within. It's something from our present moment. This is instant. You never had this instant before, and you'll never have this instant again. This instant is right now. And this instant is an instant in which I live and I say, I am happy. This instant is an instant in which I live and I say, I just feel good about me. I say, I feel good about all the things in my world. I feel good about all the circumstances in my world. I feel good. I feel good. I feel good. Sounds wonderful, doesn't it? I feel good. How do I exist in a universe where I feel good? How do I exist in a universe where all is in divine order and all is wonderful and all is fantastic? How do I exist? How do I know myself in a universe where that is the case? I only know myself by my feeling within myself of who I am. I only know myself when I say, I like me. I like me, I like me, I like me. Yes. And when I say that, I feel good. When I say that, I experience happiness. When I say, I like me, I like me, I like me, I feel happiness. And that's the aim and the end of human existence is happiness. Right now we're talking about human existence. We're not trying to be into the esoteric end. We're not trying to say the metaphysical aspect of it, which is truly what we're doing, the metaphysical. But we're not trying to get into the esoteric metaphysical. We're forgetting about that. That's another area. That's another avenue. That's another essence of our being. But we're looking at this human life that we're living right now. Oh, we can go into deep meditation, we can go into transcendental meditation, we can go into all sorts of areas where we transcend the physical. We transcend this world in which we live. But we don't want to transcend that world. We do not want to transcend the world in which we live. We want to be human because we are now human. We're talking about being human. We're talking about what does it mean to be the finest human I am able to be? What does it mean to be the greatest human? The end and aim of all human existence is happiness. That's what we're talking about. The end and aim of all human existence is happiness. Now, what does that happiness mean to me? What does that happiness mean in my life? How do I feel about this happiness? How do I feel about this feeling of goodness and this feeling of wonder and this feeling of magic? Well, Again, I can only feel it now. I can only feel it this instant. I can only feel it the present moment now. There is no other time, no past, no future. There's only this now that I live in and that I express it in and that I feel it in and that I know it in. And when I live in now, I feel very good about myself. I feel very wonderful about myself. I feel very fantastic about myself. All is good and very good. All is wonderful and very wonderful. All is fantastic and very fantastic. All is me and just what I want to be. All is me. Yes, I'm a great and glorious being. Yes, I am wonderful. Yes, living in now is a fabulous experience. Because I can be content, and I can only be content now. I can be love, and I can only be love now. I can be illumined, and I can only be illumined now. Illumination doesn't flow from moment to moment. It exists only in the moment. I can be inspired, and the inspiration only is in the moment, only in the now, only in the instant now, only in the now in which I live. And as I recognize that and claim that and delight in that, that is who I am. That is where I am. That's why I am. That's what I am. And it's a great and a glorious and a fantastic feeling. It's a great, a glorious, and a marvelous feeling. For truly, that's what it's all about. And that's all that it's all about. That's what it's all about, and that's all that it's all about. And that's where I am. I live now. I live fulfilling the aim and end of human existence, which is happiness, pure, unbounded, fulfilled happiness that is mine forevermore. It's a magnificent experience. It's a magnificent joy. It's a magnificent life. It's who I am. It's who you are. Because you're in my world. And I love you. I love you. I love you.